Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about how to stop judging others and reduce anxiety. And this episode, I'm sharing the third symptom of inner peace. And we are actually looking at how judgment plays a part in our stress and our anxiety. It causes a lot of struggle, judgment does. And that judgment could be about we could be judging ourselves or others. But today, we're going to look at how to stop judging others. You know, I know you've heard me talk about the symptoms of inner peace on a couple of other episodes, and the first and second symptoms of inner peace were on episodes number 671 and 685, respectively, and all 12 of them have been released as skill sheets, actually, one for each skill sheet in our group coaching membership. For those of you who like to read these type of things, that's what our skill sheets are in the group coaching. It's one or two page document of different things, and 12 of them were on these symptoms of inner peace. So if you're in the group, you often get to see in writing, in a document, many of the things that we talk about here on the show. So for those of you who like to see things in print, that could be helpful for you. And in episode, 685, the second symptom of inner peace, I actually took the moment to read off all 12 of the symptoms of inner peace. So if you want to listen to that, you could go to episode 685 and hear me list all 12 and listen to me talk about the second symptom. And I just love the idea of having positive symptoms. We talk about symptoms all the time, and it's always in this negative connotation of, you know, disease and, you know, bad outcomes, something that we did not want. We're always talking about symptoms like that. So I actually got to wondering about the word symptom because we use it so much when we're considering anxiety and panic and stress. And so here's what I found when I looked up the word symptom. This is from Merriam-Webster Dictionary, definition of symptom. The first one, A, is subjective evidence of disease or physical disturbance. Something that indicates the presence of bodily disorder. And 1B was an evident reaction by a plant to a pathogen. 2A was something that indicates the existence of something else. 2B, a slight indication, a trace. And so I wasn't happy with all of that either. So I went to the Merriam-Webster thesaurus for synonyms for symptoms, and I found this. Some common synonyms of symptom are mark, note, sign, and token, while all these words mean a discernible indication of what is not itself directly perceptible. symptom suggests an outward indication of an internal change or condition. Oh, I really like that. I like that, that symptom suggests an outward indication of an internal change or condition. And so that's part of what I like about the symptoms of inner peace, is it is showing us the outward indication of our inner peace. So that's why I've been so wanting to share these with everybody. I think it was either in episode 671 or 685 where I share how I originally found these decades ago, and they were so helpful to me in overcoming my own anxiety and of seeing my progress. These 12 symptoms gave me a way of seeing my own progress. So, okay, let's talk now about the symptom of inner peace number 3, a loss of interest in judging others. Again, the author of this is unknown, but still very much appreciated. So that's all it is. Each symptom is just one quick quote. Number 3 is, again, a loss of interest in judging others. And what I take from this is a lot. And one of the things I wanted to share that illustrates this is something from Tara Brach. She's a meditation teacher and a psychotherapist and a beautiful storyteller. And actually, she has this wonderful story that I remember her sharing. And she illustrates how we so easily, as humans, fall into judgment from our thinking. Again, there's the thinking again. For those of you who are not familiar with Tara Brach, you can visit anxietycoachespodcast.com, and on our resources page, I have her wonderful book that I highly recommend, Radical Acceptance. So I would love to have you check that out if you are interested in Tara Brach. Okay, let's get to her story that she so beautifully tells. And I am quoting from Tara Brach here. Imagine you are walking through the woods and you see a small dog. It looks cute and friendly. Your feeling is it may even be lost and you want to help the pup. You approach and move to pet the dog. Suddenly it snarls and tries to bite you. The dog no longer seems cute and you feel fear and possibly anger. Then, as the wind blows, the leaves on the ground are cleared away, and you see the dog has one of its legs caught in a trap. Now you feel compassion for the dog. You know it became aggressive because of it being in pain and is suffering. Now, looking at that story, we can easily see our own hardwiring into judging situations and other people and ourselves, of course. But we are hardwired to judge. Again, just like we are hardwired to go into fight or flight for survival. We can gain much more insight and more useful action when we take the pause and come back to neutral before launching into reaction with anger or fearful words or actions. Another way to stay unbiased as we gather more information is to see the common humanity of the other, even as they have perhaps lashed out at us. These people, like ourselves, want to feel happy and to be free from feeling fear and anxiety and maybe acting out their suffering. I'm not here to pretend that this is easy to do in all situations, and so I want you to give yourself some grace, give yourself some space, and don't expect yourself to always be able to see the other side of the situation. We are not wired that way, first off, and sometimes we need to be protecting ourselves. So be gentle with yourself as you are learning to explore being more compassionate, being less judgmental, but be careful that you don't start judging yourself for judging something else, right? We can get caught in these loops and we kind of whack ourselves on the side of the head with these things, and it's not necessary. It takes time to change, to have a shift in our thinking and our behaving. So give yourself some time. But the best thing is to be able to take that pause and to really be able to feel into other possibilities. We can still go forward with what we were originally feeling, thinking, but we did take the moment to reflect. And that can really begin to open us up to other possibilities in our lives. So here's some things I'd like you to try as you're working on losing the judgmental attitude toward others and yourself, of course. Try the phrase, just like me, okay, when you are faced with difficult action from people around you. And what I mean by that is, it's like a little mantra, just like me. When somebody is maybe rude to you as you're checking out of the grocery store, you can just give it that quote through your head, just like me. Because I bet at one point, at somewhere in your life, you were rude to somebody. We all have been. And that is just bringing up our common humanity. This person may be having a bad day. Maybe not. Not ours to know. But we can see them as part of the human family. And just like me, they may be having a difficult time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another thing that you can try is to pause and to bring to mind the possibility of the other's potential suffering and reframe the situation in a more neutral, if not positive, way. I love the idea of neutral. And that's because when we are reframing or when we are trying to work our way out of habitual judging, we tend to sometimes want to go the other extreme. We want to see the positive. You know, we want to make everything negative into a positive, and that's really not possible. And your mind and body may revolt with that anyway. It may not feel real. It may feel like this is not real. I'm not going there. But we can shift into neutral. Neutral is so much more real. It's so much more giving the situation time to unfold. We don't have to make it into what we want, but we can just let it be what it is. So we put it into neutral. I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm saying this is what it is right now. And in that way, we're in a neutral type of flow. It's like it is what it is, and I don't have to judge it. I don't have to take it into the negative, and I don't have to make it into a positive. So try that. Another thing you can do is to diffuse the tension by recalling if you have ever had this bad, quote, behavior the other person is exhibiting. We have all had our moments, like I mentioned earlier with the checkout person at the grocery store. We've all had our moments. And perhaps you can see that you too have acted poorly at times and meaning no harm. Just as the dog in Tara Brach's story, the dog was not meaning harm, the dog was protecting himself. He was in pain. He was hurt. And of course, he wanted help, but he, at that point, is not trusting anything because he's in so much pain. We all do that. We could be in pain and be reacting in not ourselves kind of ways. We could be overly stressed and snap at people versus our usual conversational tone. So we want to give the other the benefit of the doubt there also. And again, this is not going to be true in all situations. There are times when people are harming us, yes, but we can give ourselves the opportunity to slow down and not be living our lives in a knee-jerk reaction to everything around us. And a way to do that is to let go of the judgment, because when we live out of that knee-jerk reaction, we are adding to our stress, we are adding to our anxiety, and we will have more and more trouble finding our way out of it and back into our natural state of peace and calm. And when we let go of the judgment and shift it into neutral, we get more chances to actually be with what's happening and letting the situation itself unfold. Often we get more information as that goes forward. Like perhaps let's use the grocery store clerk again. Maybe you could hear as you were leaving that she then talks to the next person telling them about, you know, some big struggle they are dealing with. And when it's things like that, I want to bring this up. When it is something like the checking out of a grocery store or being cut off in traffic, there's a million of these kind of things where we immediately feel our anger and our anxiety rise and we are judging the other. These are situations that are great to practice on because we don't take them with us. We will never see that car again that cut us off. We probably won't see the grocery store clerk again, or maybe we will, but it will be a different situation. And we can actually practice with letting it go. I don't need to judge them. I can just let it be. I don't know what the circumstances were with that person in the car in front of me or that cut me off. I don't know what the circumstances of the rude clerk was. So I can just let it be neutral, let it unfold on its own. I don't need to control it and I don't need to steer it in some sort of direction with my judgment and my way of being right. We can let it go and just let it be. We didn't have to make it mamby-pamby, lovely unicorns and rainbows, but we can just let it be. This can give us so much peace. This is a great way of learning to let go. Well, that's pretty much what I have for you today with this third symptom of inner peace. And I do hope if you are interested in these that you will go back to those other episodes. We'll have a link to those in the show notes for you. But again, if you are just listening, it is episode 671 and 685. And I'll be continuing on with these. I didn't want to do them all at once because I have so many other subjects and things to cover, but I will get through all 12 of these eventually. So hang in there with me. And if you want to see them all in print on PDF, you can join our group coaching membership and we can get you those. You get all of the back catalog of skill sheets, which I think we're at 120 something, maybe more. And anyway, love to see you in there if you decide to join, but I'll be back pretty soon with another episode for you. I'll see you then. And now for today's quote. The symptom of inner peace, number 3, a loss of interest in judging others. And again, the author is unknown, but still very much appreciated. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.